For most of us, work is a sad affair. We are confused about it, disconnected from it, or simply over it. Fulfillment, lasting success, and a sense of purpose are rarely found. And yet we deserve them, because happy work is not just a possibility, it is a right. Welcome to the Human Value Entrepreneurship Podcast, where we explore a new take on a better work reality and how we can all achieve it.
Hey everybody, this is Vera.
This is Olivier.
And we're going to come to you every once in a while to talk about some of the conditioning, some of the limiting beliefs, or what we call bullshit beliefs that hold us back. And we might not even realize that they're doing so.
Yeah. All the programming that has taken place over the years and that we're not even aware of, the little stories that we keep up. And we're going to look at some of the most popular ones that are skewing how you make and take decisions.
And today we're going to talk about time. How much what we believe time is holds us back.
Well, the thing is that I think we look at time as a limited resource, as a resource there's never enough of. And that creates what we experience, which is stress, impatience, urgency when there's none. We think that we need to be at a certain point, in our lives, at a certain age. And we're worried about age.
Yeah.
We're worried about what time does to us, when really time is very elastic, right? Time is, even though, hours and months and years, it's man-made invention.
It is.
And that man-made invention is controlling us, because now we think a fiscal year or 10 years or at the age of 30, I should. Whenever we say that, we put a cloak of limitation over our lives, because now we're not free to take our time to explore our life at our own pace.
Well, we don't live in a world that really looks at time as something that is infinite, if you will. So, for example, I recently heard this term slow time. And what's important is not to think of slow time as laziness.
That's the tree thing, right?
Right. Tree time has slow time. What it means is that it takes its time to do what it's got to do to be itself.
But,
right?
But I mean, that again, tree time, that's a man-made invention.
Sure.
The tree does not have any recollection of time.
No.
The tree just shows up.
Right.
And that's the problem. We don't just show up. We show up in relation to time. We think, oh my God, a year has passed and I have not achieved enough. I have not done this, not done that. I'm 40 now, still not married, still not this, this and that. We put that grid
on ourselves,
over our lives and on ourselves. When really the biggest freedom you can ever find in relation to time is really to let go of it. And now I'm not saying that you need to be impunctual, or you don't need to show up to meetings when there's a set time. No, those are agreements that we make. The agreements that we make that, we need to be held accountable for.
Sure.
Has nothing to do with that. It's more like to realize how your notion, your definition of time, and all those little stories that come with it, how those are hurting you.
Right. I know a lot of women that are wanting to start their own businesses, and they feel that, am I too old? Is this weird? Like, I have kids. Will I have enough time? And what is that, right? You just, if you have a new intention for what your time is every day, I think you approach your decisions and your actions and your behavior. It just changes to just go with it.
Okay, but you said it, the intention. But the intention, what you seek to achieve with your life, that the potential that you have to express, time has to be submitted to that. You know, time is, make time the servant of that intention, not the other way around. So tell yourself, this is my intention, and I will take whatever time is necessary to make that intention, to express it. Because if not, you will always just fulfill the intention in relation to time. And now you're going to be like, oh my God, within the next 5 years, this has to happen, or I'm already late. And we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
We only do that because we are fearful.
Mm-hmm.
So time has gotten a hold of us, or we have gotten a hold of ourselves through the weapon of time,
mm-hmm.
because we're fearful. We're fearful of not, you know, using our time well.
Mm-hmm.
We're fearful of wasting time. My favorite one. You cannot waste time
mm-hmm.
when you act out of an intention.
That's,
an intention is connected with you. There's no waste.
No. And that's funny you mentioned that, because I have caught myself this entire year. I stop myself right before I'm going to say waste. I just wasted time.
Yeah.
Because it's not true.
No. Waste only happens in the fearful mind.
Mm-hmm.
The fearful mind is terrified of waste, because that shows inefficiency. That shows that we're the fear of missing out. Oh, no, my God, I didn't achieve it. Now I missed out on it. Now it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's an attitude that does not exist in nature. In nature, everything just shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So time, yes, there's the social time that we have to agree on. And when you make a plan, of course, make a plan with time, but please start to look at time as something fluid,
mm-hmm.
something that's liquid, something that flows. And here's why. The old Greeks, they knew pantarei, right? Everything flows.
Pantarei.
Everything needs to be in constant motion. When you attach yourself to the notion that you have to be a millionaire by the age of 30,
mm-hmm.
or you have to be married by the age of 32, 33, whatever, you stagnate. You stop the flow.
You really block yourself from so many things, because that fear and focus on, oh my God, I'm going to run out of time, it inhibits your creativity. It inhibits you being yourself.
It inhibits you.
Mm-hmm.
It inhibits life.
Mm-hmm.
And we both know from our personal experience in the last couple of years, where we finally fell into, you know, our potential and realized, oh, what it actually is that we care about in our lives. Time has gotten really relative.
Mm-hmm.
Really relative.
It really has.
you lose a notion of like, oh my God, it's Monday, or you live for the weekends, or you can't wait for the evening because, you know, you can lay down your hateful or your miserable work.
Yeah.
When everything becomes
that. Yeah.
When everything becomes fluid, time becomes your ally.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it's about. So I invite everybody to look at their own notion of time in a glass half full, positive attitude, as something that is here to support you. Find new narratives. Throw away the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Accept them and throw them away. Realign them in a positive, supporting way. No, I don't have to be married by such and such age. It's okay that I'm still searching, even though I'm in my late 30s. Because that is my path, and time is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens, right, time is not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
And just to close this on my side, my grandfather always told me the biggest virtue in life, which we ironically learn over time, is patience.
Exactly.
And to me, that was always just like, you know, colorful, nice words of an old man. But then when I started to embrace nature and actually took the time, mm-hmm. again, to look at a tree, mm-hmm. and how it grows, I realized patience is everything. Patience is the expression of self-love and self-acceptance, that we are exactly where we need to be. And without that, you will always be in a conflict with time,
mm-hmm.
and as such, with yourself.
And it's not about, patience isn't about self-control. It's just about letting things be on their own time.
So the bullshit belief of there's not enough time, or time is an issue, or we're wasting time, can finally be put to rest. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and you want to continue on the path towards achieving your own happy work, make sure to subscribe so you can get notified of weekly episodes. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for @thewhystory.